Turn to John chapter 21. John chapter 21. I titled the message, Peter, do you love me? Do you love me? We all love something or someone. And whatever has our love has us, has our affection, has our trust, has us. There is no one saved who does not love Jesus Christ. No one. No one. Hell is full of people who believe election. Pharisees did. Pharisees believed they were the elect. They believed particular redemption. They believed it was for them and no one else. But there is absolutely no one in hell who loves Jesus Christ. No one. No matter how outwardly moral a person may be, no matter how faithful one is to the service, without love, there is no relationship. There is no work of grace in the soul. Our Lord asks Peter and us this morning a searching question. This is a searching question. This question is asked by our Lord to Peter, who had denied Him three times. And you'll notice the Lord did not ask Peter, why did you deny me three times? He knew why. You know, the Lord never asked for information. But it's revealing about, it reveals things about us. Our Lord goes straight to the heart of the matter. And it has to do with, whom do you love? Whom do you love? You know, the world out there says, God loves everybody. Well, who do you love? Whom do you love? This question calls Peter to examine himself. You know, we are told in the Scriptures to examine ourselves. See whether we be in the faith. And examination starts with, who do you love? Lovest thou me more than these? And the reason the Lord asked this question to Peter is because there's no relationship, and no relationship will last where love is absent. That's why you see so many divorces. Love is absent. There's no love there. There is no serving of Christ. There is no worshiping of Christ apart from love. Apart from loving Christ. And I tell you this, before Peter enters the heart of the battle, he's about to enter the heart of the battle. He's going to really be on the battlefield. But before he enters the heart of the battle, this issue is going to be settled. Peter, whom do you love? Because love is the only thing that will keep you on the battlefield. It's the only thing that will keep you running when the bullets start flying. Whom do you love? You see here, our Lord says here in verse 18, verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself, you walked where you would. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee and carry thee whither whether thou wouldest not. This spake, he signifying what death he's going to glorify God. He's going to be crucified. Upside down, it said that he's crucified upside down. What is strong enough to enable you to die such a death? It has to be love. It has to be love. And our Lord asked Peter this. And we are to preach the truth in love. You can't preach the truth in love if you don't love the one you're preaching about. I mean, that's not impossible. The only way we will preach the truth in love is to love the one we're preaching. Peter, do you love me? Do you love me? And the first thing our Lord does here is he's going to make Peter examine his heart, examine himself, and compare his love to Christ to these things. What are these things? Look over in verse 3. Simon Peter saith unto them, I go fishing. Let's go fishing. And they say unto him, we also are going to go with you. Be careful who you follow. We'll just go with you. Peter, do you love me more than these things? What are these things? Well, it's home, family, career, whatever it is. Whatever it is. Do you love me more? He that loves mother, father, sister, brother more than me is not worthy of me. He's not saying not to love my mother and father. We're to honor our mothers and fathers. But he says, not more than me. Not more than me. There can be no rival for the love of Christ in our hearts. The second one. It's a personal question. Personal question. Peter, do you love me? Do you love me, now listen, as I am? For who I am? Because I'm not changing. I'm the Lord, I change not. Do you love me? The way I am, for who I am. Do you love me? Is there anything about Christ you would change? No. Now my wife loves me. I know she loves me. But there are some things about me I think she would change. And I heard a man say this one time. He said a man was complaining about his wife's thoughts. And he replies to the man, if I were you, I wouldn't complain so much about your wife's thoughts. If she had less of them, she would have married a better man. There's some things about me my wife would change, but I'm not going to complain about hers. And she doesn't complain about mine. But there's nothing about Christ that we would change. He's altogether lovely. Altogether. In the Song of Solomon's, when she starts describing him, she gets down to the end of it. She said, he's altogether lovely. There's not a blemish in him at all. It's a personal question. Peter, do you love? It's not a general question. This is not a general question asked to the disciples. It is to the heart of Peter. And it's to our hearts this morning. Do I love Christ? I remember back, it's been about 34 years ago, I remember hearing my pastor preach on television. That's when I heard the gospel. This particular message, I don't remember the particular message. I don't even remember the title. But the one thing that was said in that message I've always remembered, because it hit me, and I never heard it before, and it just hit me so strongly. And Brother Henry asked in that message, do you love Christ? We always hear God loves us. And he said, do you love Christ? And I never thought of that before. You know, where there's real love, there's a real relationship. Isn't there? There's a lot of people who believe facts about Christ. They believe a lot of facts, a lot of things about Him, but they don't love Him. If you love Him, there's a relationship going on. A real relationship going on. There's a real union there. Do I love Christ? This is not group therapy. This is personal. A true relationship is personal. It's personal. Do you love me? Settle this question. Settle this. Do you love me? It's got to be. This question must be answered. Must be answered. And thirdly, it's a heart question. It's not a hard question. I didn't say hard. It is a heart question. Do you love me? Love starts in the heart. The Scripture says, where your treasure is, your heart is. Where your love is, your heart is. It's evidence also of a new heart. Because I assure you, that old heart never loves God. Will never love Christ. It's evidence of a new heart because that's the only heart that will love Him. The heart that He gives. A new heart. And then it is a revealing question. It reveals whether I'm lost or saved. Turn over to John chapter 8. John chapter 8. In John 8, let me see here. I may have the wrong scripture written down. John 8, oh, I'm looking in Luke. It's John 8, 42. John 8, look in verse 42. Jesus said unto them, if God were your Father, you would love me. If God were your Father, you would love me. It is a revealing question. It reveals whether I am lost or saved. It reveals spiritual health or spiritual sickness. Look over in Revelation chapter 2. It reveals spiritual health or spiritual sickness. Revelation chapter 2 and verse 1, unto the angel. Revelation chapter 2, I'll start reading verse 1. Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, these things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. I know thy works, and thy labor, and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil, and thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars, and hast borne and hast patience, and for thy name's sake hast labored, and for my name's sake hast labored, and hast not fainted. Sounds pretty good, doesn't it? They're busy. But now look, nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. It's like you take a husband, you take a man and a wife, they get married, in love with each other. Kids come along. And I'm telling you, moms are busy. Moms are busy. Taking care of the house, taking care of their children, taking care of this and that. And I mean, they're busy, busy, busy. And you know, it's like one day the husband comes in from work and it's like, who are you? Busy. You go over to Song of Solomon and he knocks on the door and she says, I can't get up. I've washed, I've taken my coat off, I've washed my feet and I can't. She doesn't want to come to the door. Peter, do you love me? Do you love me? It's easy to get sidetracked. It reveals whether we're walking in the Spirit or walking in the flesh. A man who walks in the Spirit loves God and loves his brethren. Do you love me? And then it's a repeated question. A repeated question. Our Lord asked Peter this question 3 times. We should face this question every day. We should face this every day. And the reason we should face it every day is it keeps our focus on Him. Keeps us looking to Him. Keeps our minds on Him. Here's something I thought was revealing. It's revealing. Go back there go back to John 21. In verse 15, so when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He said unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest I love thee. He said, feed my lambs. But it's like the Lord asking this question. It's a very serious question. And at first, I don't think he took it as serious as it was. And he said, Lord, you know I love you. Be like my, you know, if my wife said, John, do you love me? I'd say, well, of course I love you. You know I love you. And he said to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest I love thee. He said unto him, feed my sheep. He said unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? And Peter was grieved. Now listen, he should have been grieved the first time he asked. He should have been grieved the first time. It wasn't until the third time he asked, do you love me? If my wife had to ask me one time if I love her, it ought to grieve me. It shouldn't take 3 times. Peter, do you love me? And the third time he got the response. He brought the response out of Peter. He was grieved. He was grieved. Lord, you know I love you. You know. And it's a repeated question because we are repeat offenders. Aren't we? Too many times our hearts get consumed with something else. Too many times. And then fifthly, why do I love Christ? Why do you love Christ? Peter, do you love me? Lord, you know I love you. Why do you love Him? I tell you why. Because He first loved me. He first loved me. You know, when my wife and I first started dating, I went after her. She didn't come after me. I believe I can say I loved her first because she didn't even remember who I was. We'd met years earlier. And I showed up at the door, knocked on the door. I said, you remember me? She said, no. But I didn't quit. I remembered her. And she had my attention. And so we started dating and we married. Why do you love Christ? Because He first loved you. Who are you? I don't know. I don't know who you are. He knows who you are. He loved you before the world began. And then He called you to love Him. Why do I love Christ? Because of the new birth. Born of God. Everyone born of God loves Jesus Christ. You've just fallen in love with Him. You can't help it. That's what it says over in 1 John 4:7. Why do I love Christ? Because I can't help it. That's why you call it falling in love. If you could keep from falling, you wouldn't fall, would you? I fell in love with my wife. We fell in love with Christ because we couldn't help it. He wooed us and He drew us and enabled us to fall in love with Him. Enabled us to see His beauty. Enabled us to see Him for who He is. And then we have love's proof. Peter, do you love me? You know, it's easy to say I love you. It's easy to say that. You can teach a Paul Parrott to say that. But it's another thing to prove it. It's another thing to go through a life proving it. That's a whole different thing. Peter, do you love me? Yes, Lord, you know I love you. Feed my sheep. Feed my sheep. Love is proven by what we do, not what we say. How many say I do and then years later say I don't? Because love was gone. It's gone. Love is proven by what we do. Feed my sheep. God proved His love to His people by sending His own Son into this world to die for them. God so loved the world that He sent His own Son, His only begotten Son. The Lord Jesus Christ proved His love to His people by dying for them. Having loved His own, He loved them to the end. Has He not proven His love to us? The Holy Spirit proves His love to us by keeping us. He keeps us. He indwells us and He stays in us. Would you stay in that house? He does. He never vacates the premises. Never. As sinful as we still are by nature, He never vacates. He always keeps. He always indwells. He always guides. Peter, do you love me? And here's something comforting. Here's something very comforting to the child of God. Lord, you know I love you. You know it. That's comforting, isn't it? Because although we go through this life and we stumble, we fall, we sin. But Lord, you know I love you. Isn't that comforting? You know I love you. You know my heart. You know my heart. You know I love you. Now let me give you these last few points, and I got these points from my pastor, a message I listened to here not too long ago, and I took these points down. So I stole them. Stolen waters are sweet. So I've got these. How do I know I love Him? You cannot help thinking about Him. You cannot help thinking about the one you love. Nobody, after I met my wife, we were dating, I did not have to be pressured into thinking about her. Actually, I was probably, looking back, I was probably useless on the job. I know what I was thinking about. You cannot help thinking about the one you love. You think about them, they're on your mind. Christ is on your mind. There's not a day goes by that Christ is not on your mind, that you don't think about Him. I know that. That's one of the proofs that you love Him, is because you're always thinking about Him. And then you love their presence. You just love when you walk in the door, your countenance lights up. You can't wait till they come home. You know, I was saying last night, I said, my two grandkids, when they come over, you know, they come over and see us a lot. And Vicki, if she has to go to the store for something, she'd say, you know, just watch the kids. I'll say, okay. And it is constant. Constant. Where's Mama? When's Mama going to come back? I could go away for a month and they wouldn't ask back, where's Papa? I'm serious. They wouldn't ask. They never ask, where's Papa? But they say, where's Mama? So she comes back. I even call her on the phone. I say, when are you going to be here? And when she comes to that door, bam, they go for Mama. And I see why. I mean, I know why. You love their presence. And then you love to talk about them. You just pull out a picture. Just pull out a picture. Somebody pull them out. And then you got a conversation going on. They love to talk about them. Turn over to Song of Solomon. Song of Solomon chapter 5. Song of Solomon chapter 5. You love to talk about them. Oh, they're your favorite subject. In verse 9 of Song of Solomon chapter 5. Verse 9. I'll wait till I hear the paper quit rattling. What is thy beloved more than another beloved? Well, you just opened the door. Let me tell you. Oh, thou fairest among women, what is thy beloved more than another beloved that thou dost charge us so? Because she said in verse 8, I charge you, O daughters of Jerusalem, if you find my beloved, you tell him that I'm lovesick. Then listen. My beloved is white and ruddy, the chiefest among 10,000. His head is as the most fine gold. His locks are bushy and black as a raven. His eyes are as the eyes of doves by the rivers of waters, washed with milk and fitly set. His cheeks are as a bed of spices, as sweet flowers. His lips like lilies dropping sweet-smelling myrrh. His hands are as gold rings set with a beryl. His belly is as bright ivory overlaid with sapphires. His legs are as pillars of marble set upon sockets of fine gold. His countenance is as Lebanon, excellent as the cedars. His mouth is most sweet. Yea, he's altogether lovely. Since you ask, I'll tell you. And she covered every part of him, didn't she? From head to toe. She went from head to toe. Sherry, you ever describe Stan like that? I know my wife hasn't. He's altogether lovely. This is my beloved, and this is my friend. Your best friend is the one you love. Oh, daughters of Jerusalem. And then you long for their company. You long for their company. This is good, isn't it? This is why I wrote this down. This is good. You long for their company. Have you seen him whom my soul loveth? You long to see him. You long for him to come home. Paul said, I have a desire to depart and be with the Lord. He didn't have a desire to depart and just die, but to be with the Lord. To be with Him. I have a desire to be with Christ. And that desire is born out of love to Christ. A genuine love to Christ will give you a genuine desire to be with Him. That's how you know you love Him. And then this one. This is good. This is good. It is not hard to submit to someone you love. It's not hard to do that, is it? It's difficult, at best, to submit to someone that you can't stand. Really. That's why you see so much fighting. It's not hard to submit to someone you love. And then, last of all, it's easy to be faithful to someone you love. To be faithful. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee. Peter, you just put your name there. John, Stan, Sammy, do you love me? Feed my sheep.